Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. We have a president-elect, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, to be the 44th president of the United States. And the turnout yesterday, oh, man, was it heavy. I mean, voters piling up around the blocks, stacking up for hours on end to get in to vote. Historic turnout, not the highest turnout ever, but it was the highest turnout in any election in 40 years. Looks as though just about 137 million Americans will have voted for president this election. That's based on where we are right now. It would be the highest turnout rate that has been seen in this country since, are you ready? 1908, if that number holds up. Now, the turnout rate that year was 65.7%. It would also beat the old post-World War II high of 63.8% set in the John F. Kennedy-Richard Nixon election of 1960. By the way, that 1900 race, that was a race between William Howard Taft over William Jennings Bryan, the Democrat, and the Republican William Howard Taft won that election. This total voting this year, outdistancing by a huge margin, 2004's 122 million registered voters at the polls. So we're looking at just a better than a 10% increase in the turnout, and remarkable turnout. We're talking about a participatory democracy. We're talking about a lot of us turning out and making ourselves heard, and that is a wonderful thing. Election day is over, and now the real fun begins, which is watching all the pundits, savants, and gurus who consider themselves the most knowledgeable people on politics to come forward before television cameras and radio microphones and explain to the country exactly why we did what we did and how we did it. And, of course, that always is worth some entertainment. But more than anything, we may be able to sit back and just look at the sheer amount of money spent on this election. A record $5.3 billion spent in campaigning for yesterday's election. That includes money from every quarter. And it's a 27% increase over the cost of the 2004 election, a 27% increase. The amount spent on the presidential race alone this year, well, this year and last, $2.4 billion when all of the candidates and related expenses are included. That is the primary election, all of those folks running for president, the primary election, and then the extraordinary general election in which Barack Obama raised more than $600 million. Let's turn first to John McCain and his quick and gracious concession last night. Senator McCain's campaign, in my opinion, one of the worst run ever. By the way, given that, given all of the political and economic headwinds facing his candidacy, you know, I think he did pretty doggone well, especially for a guy who had such immense challenges to his own ability to communicate, to articulate his positions and his vision. You know, I think he ran a very solid race, at least in terms of the outcome. Nothing for him to be embarrassed about. Here he is conceding.
I urge all Americans who supported me to join me in not just congratulating him, but offering our next president our goodwill and earnest effort to find ways to come together.
A very gracious statement, and Senator Obama pledging at Grant Park, and by the way, about 125,000 people there in Chicago to celebrate Senator Obama's victory last night. But I believe if there were any one line, any one thought expressed even in two or three sentences, that would be what I would take away from his comments last night. Again, gracious, and I thought entirely appropriate and classy. Here's what Obama said that I think should be the takeaway, and I hope the hallmark of what the next 4 years bring.
To those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president too.
Well, that is encouraging. And I, again, one hopes that it is more than rhetorical flourish, that it is obviously a commitment. Because we are, as I've said here so many times over so many years, we are a nation that is best governed when we govern from the center. We're a moderate people, and we need to be governed from the center. We need to enact our public policies in moderate terms. And if the senator who went on Chicago Public Radio talking about reparations and redistribution of wealth shows up in the White House, then we're not going to be a one whit better off than we were under what has been a disastrous presidency, the disastrous presidency of George W. Bush. So let's hope that that Senator Obama means exactly what he's saying. And if Obama shows any disdain for working people as he did when it came to attacks on Joe the Plumber, or those ridiculously spiteful and condescending remarks about those who cling to their religion and their guns, if that kind of nonsense will have subsided from whatever demon-possessed the candidate Barack Obama, then we will be well served. I don't know about you, but as I watched Senator Obama last night, I was struck by how much the man has aged, particularly since the beginning of this year. Look at the pictures of this man in the Democratic primary debates, and look at the picture of the man who took the stage with his wife and his two daughters last night in Victory. And you see a man who has aged, who's gone through the crucible of campaigning. And let's hope that he will take with that something from the crucible and be stronger, be more resolute, and certainly be far, far wiser than the man who entered the contest. Obama, in his speech last night, said this, and I think it's worth listening to again as well.
This is our moment. This is our time to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many, we are one.
And I have to say that Barack Obama also spoke to people beyond the United States. And this is what he said as he addressed his thoughts to them.
And all those watching tonight from beyond our shores, from parliaments and palaces, to those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world, our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared. And a new dawn of American leadership is at hand. To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you. To those who seek peace and security, we support you. And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we proved once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals. Democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
I don't know about you, but he couldn't have said it better for me. And I know a lot of you are disappointed. You probably didn't vote for him, or you sat this one out and didn't make a choice for a president. But I have to say, those words, I think, are the stuff that I think it's all the good stuff. It's the stuff I wanted to hear. I'm not going to make a lot of it because I don't want to overdo it, and I certainly don't want to raise expectations beyond the wild levels that have already been reached by this campaign. The aspirations are great. The expectations are immense for this man and for his presidency, and we're going to have a lot of arguments over policy and direction in this country, Senator Obama and I. We come off a period of of some considerable contest over the issue, for example, of illegal immigration. And I'm sure that we will have that argument again. And he may roll right over you and me, or he may not. It may be that we actually get our voices heard. You may be surprised to hear that your voice will be heard. You may think that's an echo out there, but 300 million Americans are beginning to find, as we noticed in this turnout, that they can have influence over the direction of the body politic and this nation. These are great things, and let's hope that many great things await us as we salute Senator Barack Hussein Obama as our 44th President of the United States, our President-elect. Congratulations, Senator. We wish you, and we wish this nation, all of the very, very best. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.